Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Chantan with Evening News. The headlines. Advisor Dr. Kekre Lolie Yomei says Students' Health Card to be launched on 5th September for students' health care. Government launches single simplified pension application form and digital integration of Bhavishya with EHRMS. Chairman of Committee on Public Undertakings, Imkong L. Imjin, makes on-the-spot verification of the two multi-level car parking buildings in Kohima. And Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says India cannot become a developed nation if women are not participants in its growth. Now the news in detail. Advisor for School Education and SERT, Dr. Kekre Lole Yomei, has informed that Students' Health Card will be launched on 5th September for students' health care. Dr. Yomei was speaking at a felicitation program of awardees for Nagaland Government School Students' Meritorious Award in Kohima today, organized by the Directorate of School Education. He further informed that there are 1,939 government schools in Nagaland, covering every district of the state and equipped with well-qualified teachers. Lamenting that people seeing students going to government schools are from financially weaker section, the advisor said people should change their mindset. He said the school education department is giving its best effort to upgrade the education system and for which government schools have been giving free quality education. Dr. Yomei also urged the teachers to build a cordial relationship so as to create congenial atmosphere in the schools. Principal Director, Director of School Education, Thavasilan K, in his opening remarks said that the award was started in 2023 with the aim to motivate students in the government schools. In a move to simplify the process for pensioners, the central government today launched a single simplified pension application form and digital integration of Bhavishya with EHRMS. These unique initiatives were launched by the Minister of State for Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, in New Delhi through video conferencing. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh said, single simplified pension application form and digital integration of Bhavishya with EHRMS will simplify the process for pensioners. Secretary of Department of Personnel and Training Vivek Joshi said 9 pension forms have been merged and a new single form has been created which will simplify the pension process. Secretary of Pensions V. Srinivas said with the integration of Bhavishya with EHRMS, real-time tracking of pension application by the pensioners will be possible. He said pensioners will be given status through SMS and emails. Chairman of the Committee on Public Undertakings, Imkong L. Imjin, undertook an on-the-spot verification of the two multi-level car parking buildings at Old Medical Directorate and Old NSD in Kohima today. Imkong was accompanied by committee members Hekani Jakhalu, Dr. Nisato Mero, Setrum Q and officials from Nagaland Legislative Assembly Secretariat. The committee also visited the office of the Chief Executive Officer, Kohima Smart City Development Limited, under the Department of Municipal Affairs. A press release from the Nagaland Legislative Assembly Secretariat stated that a 5-storied multi-level car parking at Old Medical Directorate was built at a cost of over 3,100 lakh rupees with a capacity to accommodate 150 vehicles and 67 shops. While the 7-storied multi-level car parking at Old NSD was built at a cost of over 2,870 lakh rupees with a capacity to accommodate 120 vehicles and 16 shops. It stated that various components were later proposed for successful utilization of the projects which were funded through the state government. The release added that during the course of inspection, the committee was informed that the Kohima City Centre and the Kohima Local Ground taken up by the Kohima Smart City Development Limited are scheduled to be inaugurated by the end of October and November, respectively. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India cannot become a developed nation if women are not participants in its growth. he was addressing an interactive session on role of women in Viksit Bharat at Bharati College, University of Delhi today. Thangar said that women are the most important stakeholders in the making of Viksit Bharat. He said that girls and women have energy and talent, and creating an ecosystem is a must for their optimal participation. The Vice President also stressed on women-led empowerment. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The 24 Assam Rifles under the aegis of Inspector General Assam Rifles North and the Department of Social Welfare organized Breaking the Silence campaign at Walkout today to raise awareness about mental health and dangers of substance abuse. The event was held in partnership with Kripa Foundation and ACTS Foundation. Addressing a campaign on mental abuse, Miss Northeast 2023, Kenye Ritse, highlighted various factors contributing to mental illness and emphasized the importance of de-stigmatizing on mental health issues. She urged the audience to recognize mental health as a serious concern requiring medical attention. Speaking on the subject of substance abuse, Miss Nagaland 2023, Higali Achumi said excessive stress, depression and other factors can lead individuals to substance abuse. Terming drug abuse as a brain disease, she urged students to surround themselves with positive influences. Achumi also led the participants in taking the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan Drug-Free India pledge. Department of Nagaland Fire and Emergency Services, Fire Station South Kohima, today organized a fire safety and prevention exercise at the Akashvani Kohima. The objective of the exercise is to create awareness about the basics of firefighting techniques and prevention measures to be taken up during fire accidents and other disasters. The officers and staff of Akashvani Kohima were sensitized on various safety measures and the basic concept of fire and classification of fires. The team led by ASI Jesse Ngutio Angami demonstrated on the safe handling of gas fire and fire extinguishers. Jesse Ngutio emphasized on the importance of firefighting drills and its practical applications in day-to-day life. AIR staff members also tried their hands-on how to use and handle the equipments and respond to situation during fire emergency. Meanwhile, Program Executive and Security Officer Vemucho Chuso expressed gratitude to the team for displaying fire safety measures to the staff. The third edition of Organic King Chili Naga Mircha Festival 2024 will be held at Seyahma Village under Kohima District on September 6. Addressing media persons in Kohima today, members of the organizing committee said the festival, which started in 2022, is to promote king chili growers of Seyahma, which is of unique hotness and taste from others. The organizer said the festival has become an annual celebration, earning Seyahma village as the land of king chili, adding that the event brings the farmer and the community members together to showcase the varieties of king chili products. Extending invitations to all, the organizer said the festival will showcase the sale of fresh and dried king chili, pickles, saplings and organic vegetables and fruits. Besides, visitors will also get the chance to taste the cuisine of Seyahma. In addition, king chili eating competition and traditional games like bamboo stilt walking, climbing, catapult shooting and war cry will be held, which is open to all. Besides, prizes for the highest production of king chili and the best quality among the cultivators will also be held. The organizers informed that around 2,500 kilograms of king chili, a 1 week's harvest, is expected for the festival. The organizers further informed that as per 2024 data, the village has 157 households cultivating king chili and expecting a harvest of 14,000 kilograms amounting to 60 lakh rupees. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Advisor Dr. Gekrelo Reyome says Students' Health Card to be launched on 5th September for students' health care. Government launches single simplified pension application form and digital integration of Bhavishya with EHRMS. Chairman of Committee on Public Undertakings, Imgong L. Imjin, makes on-the-spot verification of the two multi-level car parking buildings in Kohima. And Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says India cannot become a developed nation if women are not participants in its growth. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.